Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Anna Squires to serve at 23-20. Serve is across. Picked up by Neville. Pass back to the middle. A free ball coming across from Roth. Messbarger to Prasoski. Oprek goes with a left-hand kill. Callie Oprek with number six, and it is match point.
Tonight, it's the start of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament, featuring Ravenna, Donovan Trumbull, and the top-ranked Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Sports Club.
Can Carlin get to it to the back wall? Yeah, she did. And Kearney Catholic passed it across. Free ball off the serve of Glover. Heinrichs on the outside. She drives it off the tip down and good. Lauren Heinrichs with the kill.
The defending state champion has not lost since last year's conference tournament. Tonight, they look to return to the semifinals and take care of some unfinished business. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech State pregame show. We'll take you live to Cup Gymnasium Kearney with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium for continuing coverage of the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament, where the first match tonight went all five sets as Donovan Trumbull eliminated Ravenna in the 8-9 matchup. And now the Cardinals once again have to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars in the quarterfinal match. And the action here against the number one team in the state. But is it a different number one team? As you may or may not have heard, one of the top players on the Stars, and that's hard to say because they're so deep, but Paige Herbert, the all-everything athlete, tore her ACL in the match against Ravenna last week and didn't step on anything, just came down awkwardly in the match, and so she has been lost. This team will play at least 10 girls, but without Paige Herbert, and that may not be a big difference tonight and in some of their matches, but when we get to the postseason, big loss for the Kearney Catholic Stars, and they will play without her. The Stars, a perfect 18-0, and they have been rolling over the competition. They beat Donovan Trumbull in a straight set victory over at the Donovan tournament just a little over 10 days ago on the second when they beat Donovan Trumbull and Ord. Kearney Catholic has only still, through 18 matches, dropped one set, and that was when they subbed in a bunch of girls against Adams Central earlier this season. So not only do you have to beat them one set, you got to beat them three, and it's going to be tough to do tonight, but we'll see if an upset is in the making from Lauren Heinrichs and the Division I power from Donovan Trumbull. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're glad you're along with us. Elsewhere in the conference tonight, St. Paul was a straight set winner over Arcadia Loup City in the 4-5 matchup, and Ord has taken the first two sets from Wood River, 25-15 and 25-10. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Nothing different for Donovan Trumbull. Number 24 is a 5-foot, 4-inch sophomore, Abby Williams, followed by number 2, a 5'8 sophomore, McKenna Nemeth. Number 23 is a 5'8 junior, Kiana Pfeiffer. Number 4, 6'2 junior, Lauren Heinrichs, had 20 kills and 12 ace serves in that 5-set win earlier tonight. She's followed by number 7, a 5'9 sophomore, Carson Poppy, and number 3, 5'10 senior, Hannah Bosch. The libero, number 31, a 5'4 senior, is Lexi Katzberg. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals in her first year is Gina Fitch, assisted by Bevan Carroll and Kendra Nolette. Donovan Trumbull is 11-12 on the season. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, serving at first will be number 10, a 5'6 senior, Allie Prasoski. Number 7 is a 5'8 junior, Courtney Shundoff. Number 8, 5'9 senior, Callie Oprek. Number 6, a 5'8 junior, Maddie Squires. Number 4, a 5'6 senior, Whitney Colling. And number 9, a 5'11 sophomore, Anna Squires, the libero. Number 3, 5'6 senior, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Repinus. Kearney Catholic is the 2-time defending state champion, ranked number 1 in the state with a perfect 18-0 record. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in a moment.
for professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We will get the Kearney Catholic Donovan Trumbull Luplat Conference match underway after this.
Come to B&B Carpet for the Mohawks anniversary sale happening now. We have selected carpet styles at 50% off. These are carpets that have been introduced just for Mohawk Floorscape stores for the customers that know value and enjoy customer service. What a time for great flooring and savings. Visit the family at B&B in Donovan for Mohawk's anniversary sale going on now.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, as you remember, Kearney Catholic's winning streak started after the Luplat Conference Tournament last year. They beat Donovan Trumbull in straight sets in last year's quarterfinals, but then were beaten in five sets by St. Paul and Wood River in the semifinals in consolation. Kearney Catholic has not lost since, and they ended last year on a 13-game winning streak. They've won 18 in a row this year, a 31-match winning streak, as they head into the conference tournament here tonight. Donovan Trumbull in their black uniforms with red and white trim, the green uniforms with the gold and white trim for Kearney Catholic. The stars will move from right to left, and from left to right, Donovan Trumbull as you view it along your radio dial. Some other volleyball scores that we have for you in the Fort Kearney Conference tonight. Wilcox Hildreth defeated Elwood in one quarterfinal, 29-27 and 25-21. Overton beat Pleasanton 2-1 in a play-in game, so they will be taking on Amherst, and those are the scores we have from the FKC tonight. Just about ready to get things underway. Don't forget, Monday Night Football is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. St. Louis at home leading San Francisco 14-3, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And then ALCS Game 3, Royals and Orioles rained out tonight. Donovan Trumbull has won the toss. They will serve it away to get our match going. And the first serve has been floated across by Williams, and Kearney Catholic will go back row. Maddie Squires drives it over. Dug out by Williams. Poppy sets outside. Heinrich's first swing. Good dig by Whitney Colling. Set to Squires again. Maddie takes it across. Popped up there by Nemeth. And it'll be passed across. Good point here on the first one. Oprick goes up. She'll tip it across. Returned into the net. Donovan Trumbull can't quite dig it out. And Oprick will have the first point of our match. And Kearney Catholic will draw first blood by a score of 1-0. And the serve by Prasoski. Low line drive picked up by Poppy. High set Heinrich. She'll be blocked up front by Oprick. They'll dig it out and take it across the back row by Williams. Handled there by Studi. Set right side for Squires, and Maddie will terminate. 2-0, Kearney Catholic. So some good volleyball in the first couple of points here. Donovan Trumbull was so Jekyll and Hyde in that first match. They came out, served eight aces. in the first set against Ravenna, beat them 25-12, and then got into an error-plagued spree in the second set, lost 25-20, blew a 21-14 lead in the third set, and lost 27-25, and had to come back to win the last two sets, but then played a perfect fifth set, winning it 15-6. As Prasoski will serve an ace as it's passed up into the crowd, 3-0. Prasoski across with another ace. And this was kind of a little bit of what we saw. Ravenna didn't serve a lot of aces at them, but they did have trouble passing the ball for a while when they struggled. But they also served strong themselves. Prasoski looking for four in a row, and she's going to get another ace. This one she just drooped over the net there, the very short serve. Caught the Cardinals on their heels a little bit, and it's 5-0 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Continuing that serve, Prasoski, this one gets across safely. They'll get it to Heinrichs, 10-foot line. She decides to just set the ball across. Here's a high set to Shundoff on the outside. Big swing is down the middle and good. Courtney Shundoff, 3 kills for Kearney Catholic. 6-0. After they took the point on the Donovan Trumbull serve to start the match, and 5 in a row here for Prasoski. Looking for more. Droops it across to Poppy. Pass towards the net. They have to get it out of there. And free ball over to the Stars. Prasoski going to go middle. Oprecht's there. She elevates over the double block and drives it down. And Donovan Trumbull doesn't want to really call a timeout. But you can't let this continue. And so Coach Fitch does so. It is Kearney Catholic 7. Donovan Trumbull 0. We're in the first set. Best of 5 quarterfinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
A reminder that we'll continue to follow the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament semifinals tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Adams Central. Finals on Thursday, starting with the consolation. Friday football, Kearney Catholic will try and bounce back from their first loss of the year when they host Minden. We'll have that on ESPN 1460, while Ravenna and Gibbon can be heard on Classic Hits right here, 98.9. Back to action, Shundoff on the attack, comes near side and paints the corner. Courtney Shundoff moves into that starting role for Paige Hervet, but she rotated in during her playing time anyway. As we said, the Stars will play a lot of girls, but we're still on the first rotation, 8-0. And again, it's Prasoski. Now Heinrichs comes up and drives it into the net. Maddie Squires was there on a single block. That would have been a chance for Heinrichs, but put it into the net, and it's 9-0. Kearney Catholic. Prasoski serve, tries that short one and dumps it into the net. 9-1, had a good thing going and got an ace off that short serve earlier in the run. Back to serve it for Donovan Trumbull will be McKenna Nemeth. And Nemeth safely down the middle to Colling. To Prasoski, jump set in the middle, and it is down out of bounds from Oprecht. Looking to see if it was off of a fingertip or just off of the net, and they say that it was off of the net and out of bounds. Point Cardinals. And Nemeth serve. That's a short one. Studi passed it into the net. It's going to be an ace. A serve for Nemeth. In the five-set victory, I had Donovan Trumbull for 20 ace serves in that match. 9-3. Trying to get a run of their own going here. Off Colling in the back row. Squires on a two ball. Too aggressive. And Kearney Catholic may have got too big of a lead and lost focus for just a moment here. Couple of errors. 9-4. Good way to come back from 9-0 down is to get a heck of a run of your own. They got half of it back almost. Back row Studi on the attack. Dug out by Katzberg as it goes from libero to libero. Heinrichs on the outside. And she is deep, but it was tipped. Kill for Lauren. First kill of the match for Donovan Trumbull. And they've scored 5 in a row. So it's 9-5. Kearney Catholic's lead. Cut to 4. Nemeth with the serve, looking to keep it going. Safely into Colling, dumped across Prasoski. Nice dig that time to keep it alive by Nemeth, and passed across. Kearney Catholic high set to the outside. Shundoff near line, good. Boy, just taking it inside the double block. They're not securing it on the antenna. They're trying to take away the angle, and Shundoff gets her third kill through that front row. She'll rotate out, and in to serve will be Michelle Messbarger. 10-5, Kearney Catholic here in the opening game. Best of five in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, and the serve is deep and out of bounds. Right back over to the Cardinals. Bosch will check into the ball game for the libero, Kotzberg. And back to serve it away will be Kiana Pfeiffer. And Pfeiffer off the net, and it won't crawl over. Error, point, Kearney Catholic. And rotating back into the front row, Anna Squires for the Stars. Also in there is Kylie Teal. Morgan, of course, co-leader of the state volleyball tournament. And Lemick from Donovan Trumbull is four back in third. We'll give you the exact details in a moment. Middle attack by Anna Squires is down and good. Anna with her first kill. Makes it 12-6. Studi is back there on the service line. And if she decides to unleash a few jump serves, could be a problem. And she'll throw one up here. Handled. Overpass close to the net. Good job by Nemeth to keep it out of there. And Hendricks will float it across. Now Kearney Catholic goes to Teal. And Kylie's first swing is down and good. 13-6. Studi. Takes some time as they chase down the volleyball. She looks for three in a row. Good topspin on that one. Handled by Williams. Set to the outside. Bosch got a good look. She'll drive it across, and she's going to get the kill. Anna with her first kill. Side out Donovan Trumbull. 13-7. And Hendricks now goes back to serve it away. Lauren with a line drive serve at that 6'2 height that gives you so much more opportunity. Kearney Catholic wastes no time, though. They set front right. Maddie Squires put it down, but they're going to call a net violation on Kearney Catholic. Net violation, give the ball to Donovan Trumbull. So they pick up the point at 13-8. Still at the service line will be Hendricks. Again, she had 24 points. Half of them aces against Ravenna. Serves another strong one here that Studi handles. And now Maddie Squires will roll it across, and this time she will get the kill. And this time the ball comes over to Kearney Catholic with that 14-8 lead. For the Stars, they're very balanced, which is one of the great things for Coach Chris Connor's squad, as Squires will serve it away. Cross to Nemeth. High set, 10-foot line, Williams hit the tape, goes into the back row to Maddie Squires. High set to the outside, Teal drives it down. Just good ups, good vision of that court. Kearney Catholic's got some good leapers that can get up there. Kearney Catholic led in kills by Anna Squires, has 112 coming into the match tonight. And then Paige Herbert, who's out with the injury, was second on the team as the serves across, dumped over by Poppy. Good job to keep it alive with the Stars. Passed over by Studi. At the net, Nemeth will set Bosch. She'll float it into the back corner, but in the net on Donovan Trumbull. They got the set up and stayed out of the net, but when they twirled to get away and get back into action, they brushed the net, and it's 15-16-8. Squires with the serve as they've doubled up Donovan Trumbull in the middle. Bosch blocked up front by Squires, still alive, tipped across by Poppy. Prasoski has to take it across, and she is wide. Had to take it across on that third tip, and out of bounds it went. Side out Donovan Trumbull, and at the service line will be one of the setters, Carson Poppy. Her and Nemeth can both take care of that. Back set, Anna Squires, right side, cuts it back for the good, and the second kill for Anna. 17-9, and back into the ball game. Whitney Colling to serve it for the Stars, and Shundoff comes into the front. That means numbers 1 and 2, Messbarger and Teal, will rotate out. 17-9, Colling serves it across. Here's the set outside for Nemeth. She'll drive it over the double block, Studi, and then it hits the basketball standard. It's still alive and tipped across by Squires. Free ball here for Donovan Trumbull. Right side attack. Nemeth takes it over. Again, the Stars have to really hustle off the floor. They do get it back over on the pass by Prasoski. One more time, Poppy. This time to Williams on the outside. Another great swing. Again, it's run down by Studi. What a job by Studi on this point. And it's passed across for a Kearney Catholic point. What a job by Studi. She had to go three times off the back line to chase it down. And the Stars will pick up the point. 18-9, and Colling will serve it across again. Donovan Trumbull passes it over short. Maddie Squires goes to get it. Jump set middle, Shundoff. Big swing is too strong. Point, Donovan Trumbull. And Bosch is going to stay back there, and it's her turn to serve it away. In other volleyball action tonight, up at Ord, we've got more scores to give to you, but just a moment. They'll serve it across here to Maddie Squire. Stays in the back row. Studi drives it over to Hendricks. Here's a set outside for Williams. Front left, she drives it over the block, but also over the back line and out of bounds. 19-10, side out for Kearney Catholic. And Ord sweeps Wood River tonight, getting the third game 25-16. So they win it 15-10 and 16. So up in Ord, they had a pair of three setters. St. Paul and Ord advance on as the serve is across. The Donovan Trumbull got a little tip happy and didn't get it over. 20-10 Stars. Game one, Donovan Trumbull had to go five sets to beat Ravenna in the first match tonight. Anna Squires to serve it across. Here's the set middle. Big swing down and good for McKenna Nemeth. Her first kill, just the third of the match so far for Donovan Trumbull. And Williams will go back and serve it away. And other scores to bring you. Adams Central won the third set over Centura and a possible upset. Adams Central beating Gibbon tonight and now trying to upset the number two seed Centura on their home floor. As we've got an error on the serve, right back over to Kearney Catholic. Prasoski, who started with eight straight, is up there to serve again. Flipped across by Pfeiffer. Back set right side. Here's the attack by Squires. Nice dig out by the Cardinals. They'll pass it over with Pfeiffer again. Studi to Prasoski. Middle attack, Oprek. Up to the back row that time by Poppy. And rolled across by Katzberg to Studi. Here's the dump across Prasoski. Nice one-arm return by Pfeiffer. Stars dig it out with Oprek and roll it over with Studi. Good point going here. Here's the set right side. Big swing, Nemeth. Blocked up front. No, in the net. Four hits. They're going to say no block. And it's 22-11. Kearney Catholic 3 points away from the opening set. Prasoski looking for her 10th point here of the first set. Overpass on the serve. Sets up Shundoff for the easy put away. Courtney has four kills here in the opening set. 23-11, Kearney Catholic. They jumped out 9-0. Donovan Trumbull got five straight, but couldn't really get much more after that. As the serve comes across to Katzberg, set to the outside. Hendricks over the double block. Colling with another good dig. Prasoski slide right side. Maddie Squires cuts it across and sends it off the back row into the stands. Fourth kill for Maddie, and it is game point. Kearney Catholic at 24-11. Last year, a lot of people thought the Stars would have a pretty easy walk through the tournament, and they did not. And St. Paul's going to be waiting for them again in the semifinals if they win here tonight. Serves across, set to the outside. Trouble, and it is tipped off the block of Maddie Squires. Ball still alive. Prasoski dumps it across. One-arm return, Hendricks. It'll be set by Maddie Squires to the outside. Shundoff tips it into the block. Nice job again at the net. Kearney Catholic this time won't tip it. They'll swing. It's overpassed right back by Poppy. Prasoski sets Maddie Squires front right, rolls it across. One arm up that time by Williams. Still game point. Katzberg returns it. Chance now for the Stars. Set outside. Shundoff front left terminates, and that's the end of game number one. A pretty precise and well-played game by Kearney Catholic. Just a little too much power for Donovan Trumbull, especially when Hendricks was in the back row. The final score in the opening set, Kearney Catholic 25 and Donovan Trumbull 11. We'll be back with the numbers after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Here's some unofficial numbers from the first set. First off for Donovan Trumbull. McKenna Nemeth, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Had a Bosch a kill. And Lauren Henricks, a service point and a kill. That was it for the Cardinals. 3 kills, no ace blocks, 1 ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal, 2 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points. Whitney Colling, a service point. Maddie Squires, 2 service points, 4 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 5 kills. Callie Oprick, 2 kills. Anna Squires, a service point, and 2 kills. And Allie Prasoski had 12 service points, including the first 8. 3 of them were ace serves. 15 kills, no ace blocks, 3 ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes the opening set, 25-11. And we will be back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth with set 2 of the Luplack Conference Tournament after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And we are ready to get the second set underway as Kearney Catholic will serve it away with Prasoski, and Henricks will take the first swing, blocked up there by Oprick into the scorer's table. Poppy is able to put it back on the floor, and Katzberg takes it across. Stars go to Oprick from the middle. She is deep and out of bounds. Point. Donovan Trumbull, their first lead. Again, getting back to the state golf tournament as they chase down the volleyball. Morgan Teal, the sophomore of Kearney Catholic, and senior Ashton Bold of Minden both shot 84 in the very windy conditions at Quail Run in Columbus. They are tied for the lead at the Class C Girls State Championship. Brandy Lemick of Donovan Trumbull is 4 shots back. Minden leads the team race, and Kearney Catholic is 9th as Maddie Squires is deep on that swing. And out of bounds it goes. Minden leads it by 20 shots. So if it's anything like a normal round tomorrow for Minden, they should be in good shape. Serve is across by Nemeth with a 2-0 lead. Middle to Oprick. She'll roll it across. Picked up by the Cardinals and tapped back by Pfeiffer. Right side attack, Maddie Squires off the double block, down and good. Maddie with her 5th kill. Kearney Catholic on the board here in the second set. And Michelle Messbarger will come back to serve it away. And Kylie Teal will be back in the front row here for the Stars. Back to serve it away will be Messbarger. And she'll float it down the middle to Katzberg. Set on the outside, Henricks. She'll drive it over. And in the net on the block attempt is Kearney Catholic. 3-1, Donovan Trumbull. And back to serve it away will be Kiana Pfeiffer. Again, a potential upset brewing over at Centura. Adams Central is up in the fourth set, 11-8 over Centura, and leading it 2-1. Outside attack, Teal, and Kylie goes angle for her 3rd kill. So the winner of this will play St. Paul tomorrow night at 6, and the winner of the Centura-Adams Central match will play Ord tomorrow after it. Morgan Studi with a jump serve right down the line. Katzberg's able to get it up front. It's tipped across there by Nemeth. Set to the right side. The attack by Maddie Squires. Dug out by Katzberg. Played to the middle of the floor. And Bosch will roll it across from the 10-foot line. Here's a quick set for Anna Squires. And she'll terminate off the assist from Prasoski. Anna with her 3rd kill. 3-3. Game number 2. Kearney Catholic cruised in the opener. Studi to serve again. With that jump serve, tosses it up in the air and fires it with the right hand. Across it goes to Williams. Set to the outside, Bosch on the angle, down and good. Anna, her 2nd kill. There haven't been many of those for Donovan Trumbull, but that was a good-looking point for the Cardinals. Donovan Trumbull upset here, opens the eyes of everybody, but it's a tall task against a team that's only dropped 1 set all year. Henricks, good line drive, serve across. set to the outside. Here's Teal again through the double block. Good enough to pick it up is Williams, and it's passed back across. Free ball at Anna Squires, set to Teal on the outside. She'll rattle it off the double block and get the kill. That'll be number four for Kylie, and we are tied 4-4. Adams Central is up 20-11. They're 5 points away from upsetting the number two seed Centura, who hasn't been in that situation for a number of years, and what a disappointment it would be as the attack here by Williams is out of bounds, just barely. Good swing. But Centura gave Kearney Catholic a heck of a battle and actually had a couple set points on him in a duel we did earlier this year. Kearney Catholic won 3-0, but Centura played with him quite a bit. And here's a kill for Williams. So missed the last one. This one she drives through the double block. And we'll pick up the kill. 5-5, game two, here on Classic Hits. First set went to Kearney Catholic, 25-11. Served to Teal close to the net, so Prasoski has to tip it across. Here's a bump set to Hendricks, standing spike out of bounds. Pass wasn't very good after Prasoski tipped it across, and that threw the whole point off. Stars regain the lead 6-5, and the substitutions are back in for Colling to go serve and shunned off to go to the front row. Again, the Stars playing without Paige Herbert, who tore her ACL against Ravenna last week. Serve across to Hendricks. Here's the set to the outside. Big swing down the line is going to be wide from Nemeth. Point Stars 7-5. That's been the story tonight. Donovan Trumbull errors have really put them behind the eight ball. When they don't make the errors, they have been all over the match, which would seem to be the deal, and any team should be able to do that. And here's another error, middle attack deep that time by Williams. So Kearney Catholic has scored 5 of the last 6 points and now leads it 8-5. Colling tries to keep it going, and Whitney knuckleballs that one across to Katzberg, up to the outside and rolled across there by Nemeth. Set to Squires, Anna in the middle, up, ball down. Big quills for Anna Squires. That's her fourth, and a timeout will be taken here by Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-11. They now lead Donovan Trumbull 9-5 in the Lou Platt Conference quarterfinals game two. It's the best of five, and this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School, where we are in the second set with the score 9-5 in favor of Kearney Catholic, and Whitney Colling at the service line. She's hit 3 in a row, fires this one across. Williams taps it over, and a net violation on Kearney Catholic getting set up for the block. 9-6. And back over it goes to the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull and Hannah Bosch to serve it away. Bosch fires it across. Here's a good pass to Prasoski. Quick in the middle, and Anna Squires just slaps the coloring off that volleyball. That's her fifth kill, 10-6, Kearney Catholic. And Squires will go back to serve it away. Firing it across, goes right down the middle, set to the outside. Here is the attack by Pfeiffer and out of bounds, 11-6 Stars. At the end of each of our matches, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. All the final stats, coach interviewed, more. Middle attack here is going to be tipped into the block. Oprick blocks the tip of Nemeth. And that's the first ace block for Kearney Catholic. And it's 12-6 Stars. So Kearney Catholic jumped out 9-0 in game one. Had a little stutter. They have not really had a stutter here. Middle attack. That time Nemeth doesn't tip it. She'll drive it home. And McKenna with her second kill. But so far, only 5 kills in the match for Donovan Trumbull. No blocks. 1 ace serve. And Williams to serve. Abby floats it across to Colling. Here's the jump set outside. Shundoff rattles it off the double block. And Katzberg with the dig. To the outside, Hendricks gets a good swing. Studi with the dig. And then the Stars watch each other. The ball falls to the floor. And a break for Donovan Trumbull. They'll take it. and pick up the point, 12-8. Williams at the serve. Stars have not allowed Donovan Trumbull to really get any runs. They had one the whole match so far. Oprich, middle attack, and she's going to be wide. Missed a couple there. Three in a row, Donovan Trumbull, 12-9. Getting towards halftime of our Monday night football game. The 49ers score right before the half, but it's still the Rams up 14-10. Great serve by Williams. A diving save by Colling. Rolls it up there, and Shendoff gets the swing. Has to be passed back across by Donovan Trumbull. Prasoski runs it down. Bump set to Shendoff. She sets it into the back corner. Picked up there by Katzberg. Now Hendricks gets a good look. She tries to roll it across. It's blocked by Oprich. Then pass back across. Good save by Donovan Trumbull. Prasoski dumps it across from the center position and gets the point. First kill for the center. Allie Prasoski side out Kearney Catholic. She'll go back and serve it with the score 13-9. Kearney Catholic cruise in the opening set as the serve is across. Katzberg sets a little off, backpedaling. Pfeiffer will knock it over. Stars will free ball it up to Shundoff, front left, and she had too much on that one, out of bounds. Point, Donovan Trumbull. 13-10. Again, Monday Night Football can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. As the ace serve is across, then Donovan Trumbull cuts it to two, 13-11. And again, it is McKenna Nemeth on the serve. She seems to be the only one that is getting any points in the rotation. They'll up it to Maddie Squires off the double block. Dug in the back row. They get it to the center, Nemeth. Set close to the net. It'll be tipped across there by Pfeiffer. Set back into the corner by Prasoski. Run down by Williams. Donovan Trumbull ran into each other, and the ball falls to the floor. Point Stars, 14-11. Kearney Catholic here in game number two. Teal back into the front row. And Messbarger back to serve it away. And across it comes. Floating it down the middle, Donovan Trumbull needs some help, and Katzberg will just punch it over from the libero position. Stars will set outside. Teal close to the net. Had to tip it across. Here's Nemeth setting for Henrik. She'll come near side, but is wide, and a point for the Stars. 15-11. Messbarger with her first point of the match from the service line. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan Trumbull, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Hendricks tries to jam it across, and it got caught on her fingers. She wanted to just kind of do the old dunk tip, and it just stuck on her fingertips. So the Stars have scored three in a row to get a little cushion again at 16-11. Again, it's the best of five, so there's still more volleyball to be played tonight. It took Donovan Trumbull five to beat Ravenna earlier this evening. Set to the middle, they send twins, and Maddie Squires will fire it down and get the kill. Number six for Maddie, 17-11. Stars up by six. Earlier tonight, St. Paul swept Arcadia Loop City and Ord swept Wood River. But Centura is on the ropes as the serve this time by Messbarger is going to be out of bounds deep. Side out for Donovan Trumbull. Bosch back into the front row. And Kiana Pfeiffer to serve it away here for the Cardinals. 17-12, game two. Slide, Maddie Squires. She'll drive it through the double block and pick up the kill. And the Stars now, once again, kind of like surgeons, just dissecting the defense, moving it around, taking it to all spots on the floor. And the serve is across by Studi. Jump serve is handled. Hendricks from the middle is too strong that time. At 6-2, sometimes it appears that she is a little worried about the block, even though she does elevate very well over the defense. That time just couldn't get it in. Studi again fires it across. Tough serve here, and they cannot field it. It's going to be an ace. Morgan with her first ace and a timeout on the floor by Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-11. And they lead the second set 20-12. We'll take a break and be right back. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Come to B&B Carpet for the Mohawks Anniversary Sale happening now. We have selected carpet styles at 50% off. These are carpets that have been introduced just for Mohawk Floorscape stores for the customers that know value and enjoy customer service. What a time for great flooring and savings. Visit the family at B&B in Donovan for Mohawk's anniversary sale going on now.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports as we welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We are back here at Cope Gymnasium, continuing on with the state heights or with the conference volleyball tournament. Kearney Catholic trying to take a 2-0 lead over Donovan Trumbull out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout. It'll be Bosch on the attack. They'll say it is off the top of the net. Four hits, no blocks, so a point for Kearney Catholic. The Stars have scored 8 out of the last 9. It was 13-11. Now it's 21-12. And an ace serve. Studi, a lot of top spin. Just dropped it over the net. Hit in front of the 10-foot line. So hard to defend that one. 22-12. Five straight for Studi. Or four straight. She had one earlier in the game. Set this to the middle. Tipped across Hendricks. It hit the net. Overpass by Teal. Right back into the front row of the Cardinals. Poppy sets Hendricks. She's blocked one-on-one by Squires, but it's out of bounds. Point. Donovan Trumbull. It's the third kill for Lauren, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Again, Hendricks has been pretty good from there as well. Of course, we also got state tennis going on this week. Everything is going on, so we'll talk more about that as the attack is across. Messbarger overpassed it, and it almost hit the line when it came over, but not enough, and the kill for Abby Williams. Hendricks to go again. Takes a little extra time and floats it right down the line into the ball game. McKenna Butler for the Stars came in during the timeout to Teal. She'll go near side, and Teal will pick up her fifth kill. 23-14, Kearney Catholic game two, and Maddie Squires to go back and serve it away. So district cross country, state tennis, state softball, state golf, all going on this busy week. Winding down the football season. And week eight, as across it comes, the Stars will set right side. Butler gets the attack, and it looked like it might have been tipped. They say no, it's just out of bounds. Point, Donovan Trumbull. And Poppy to go back and serve it away. Carson floats it across, picked up there by Studi. High set to the outside, and as they run towards the net, we've got a violation called on Donovan Trumbull. It didn't matter. Butler was going to get that point, but they blow it dead before that. 24-15, Kearney Catholic, and Whitney Colling now in to serve it away and try and go up 2-0. Colling serve all the way to the other corner. Tied up Hendricks. She didn't know what to do, and it's going to be an ace serve. That'll be the end of the second set. So Kearney Catholic, 25-11, 25-15, has taken the first two in this best-of-five match with Donovan Trumbull. We'll update some of the other scores and get you ready for set three next.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The numbers I had in game two for McKenna Nemeth, two service points and a kill. Hannah Bosch, a kill. Lauren Hendricks, a service point and two kills. Abby Williams, two service points, two kills. Six kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, three service points. Kylie Teal, three kills. Morgan Studi, five service points, two of them aces. Whitney Colling, four service points, one was an ace. Maddie Squires, a service point and three kills. Callie Oprick had an ace block. Anna Squires, two service points, three kills. And Allie Prasoski, one kill. 10 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves as Kearney Catholic takes game two by a score of 25-15. We're on to the third set right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And Trumbull serves to get the third set started. Kearney Catholic slides Oprich. She's blocked by Henricks. Back to the Stars. Studi will return it out of the back row, and we're underway in set three. Henricks on the outside hits the tape, but it skims down and rolls over for the point. Lauren with her fourth kill. That's just the 10th kill in the match so far for Donovan Trumbull, but they grab the lead. And back to serve it, Abby Williams, leading the way for the Stars. Maddie Squires with seven, Anna Squires and Courtney Shundoff and Kylie Teal all have five. Here's Shundoff rattling off the block and getting the kill. Courtney Shundoff looking good here tonight. Gets her sixth kill. And they might say that this attack came off the antenna. Let's see what the call is here. Hold on. The down official says she doesn't think it did. So the up official tells us that it will be Kearney Catholic volleyball after they give the signal that everyone knows. It's 1-1. And the Stars will have Prasoski back there to serve it away. Again, ESPN has Monday Night Football on 1460, 1550 AM. 1410 Rams lead the Niners. 80-yard touchdown pass in the last few seconds for Kaepernick. Got them back in the ball game. Stars go shut off again. Front left kill. Courtney gives it a 2-1 Kearney Catholic lead. The Stars trying to sweep things out and trying to change that up. Donovan Trumbull. Henricks from the 10-foot line. Her attack is just off the back line. Missed it by a couple inches. 3-1. And back over to Centura High School, where an upset tonight. Adams Central beat Gibbon, and then Centura almost came back in the fourth set. They were down 20-11, but they lost 25-23, and the seventh seed Adams Central upsets the second seed Centura in four sets, winning that fourth set 25-23. As we get a kill from Kiana Pfeiffer and a side out here for Donovan Trumbull. Nemeth, the number one server so far in this match for Donovan Trumbull, gets it across quickly to Oprek in the middle. She'll finish. Callie's third kill, 4-2 Kearney Catholic. So our semifinals tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the winner of this match, the only one still going on in the conference between Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull, will take on St. Paul. The second semifinal will have Adams Central at Adams Central, so home cooking, take it on Ord. Outside attack, here is Henricks. She'll take it down and in. Lauren with her fifth kill, 4-3. And Bosch will re-enter as Pfeiffer goes back to serve it away. Kearney Catholic winning the first two sets, 11-15. Donovan Trumbull, it took him five tonight to get past Ravenna. Outside attack, Kylie Teal. Boy, she's got a good angle on that. She'll drive it down and good. Number six for Kylie. She's hardly missed, if she has at all, maybe once. 5-3 Stars. And Studi to go back and serve it away. Three back on serve receive here for the Cardinals. And the jump serve of Studi really unloads and gets the ace. Morgan with her third service ace of the match. And again, when she gets it rolling, look out. Studi tosses again. This one not quite as much spin, but nobody picked it up, but it's going to be another ace because the back row split, and it was well inside the line, 7-3 Stars. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all of the final stats. Coach chat and get you on your way on this Monday night. Another good jump serve that time. Katzberg handles it nicely in the middle to Henricks. She'll drive it across. Prasoski with the dig. So somebody else has to make a play. And it's taken over Messbarger out of the back row, and she'll get the kill. Nice one from Michelle. That's her first of the match. And it keeps Studi on the service line. And the jump serve moves it around. Bosch over pass and out of bounds. Another ace. And Studi with three on this run. Five of the match. And it looks like Coach Chris Connor is going to start subbing here with a comfortable lead up two games to none at 9-3. And checking in for the Stars will be sophomore Sarah Oldfather into the front row for Anna Squires. Studi serve. Fires it in the middle. Another overpass right above the net. Maddie Squires goes up, rattles it off the block attempt. And it'll be Kearney Catholic volleyball. Maddie Squires rotating and getting it off of Nemeth. That'll be number 8 for Maddie. 10-3. And it looks like we'll have a sub here now for Donovan Trumbull. They have not gone to the bench much, and Nemeth looks like she might have really either cracked a fingernail or jammed a finger on that attempted block, and Emma Grosshans will come in. And they're over there taking a look at McKenna to make sure she's okay. Service error. Studi will bring an end to this run. And back to serve it away, Lauren Henrich. So hopefully it's nothing more than a jam finger there for Nemeth. Service down the middle. Picked up by Messbarger. Set outside Teal. Rattles it off the double block. Good dig that time. Run down by Grosshans. And it'll be set across by Henrichs, but it was wide. Point, Kearney Catholic. Stars up 2-0 and 11-4. And back into the ball game for the Stars will be McKenna Butler. And serving it away, Maddie Squires. Squires serve, kind of knuckles it down the middle. Picked up by Katzberg, set to the outside. Williams blocked up front by Oldfather. It's an ace block. And Sarah Oldfather gets into the stat column. Makes it 12-4. Maddie Squires has picked up a point or two from the service line along the way. Dumped across by the setter, Poppy. Stars are ready. Short set, Oldfather. She has to tip it across. Nice placement into the back corner. Run down by Grosshans. And passed across by Williams. Stars set. Right side, Butler on the attack. Dug out by Katzberg. Set to the outside. Close to the net. Williams tipped it across. Good pancake by Messbarger to keep it alive. And dumped across for the Kearney Catholic point, Studi. Studi will get the point. Donovan Trumbull not happy because those are so close. It's hard to tell when you get under them and when they actually graze the ground. But a great job there by Michelle Messbarger. And Squire stays at the service line looking for more at 13-4. Up 2-0. Stars cruising along here in the quarterfinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Rolled back over by Williams. Set to the outside. Here's Kylie Teal there. She set one long. She was a little farther off the net. When she's right on the net, she can just drive it straight down. That time, though, from about the 10-foot line, sent it deep. And a side out for Donovan Trumbull. Poppy to serve it across. Studi handles it to Squires. Set middle, Oldfather. Her attack is going to be deep. Point, Donovan Trumbull. And their first point from the service line here in the third set. 13-6. Poppy serve into the net. Side out, Kearney Catholic. And we're getting more fresh faces into the ball game. Here comes Jordan Stride in. Messbarger will check out, and they're going to leave Kylie Teal in to serve it away. It's hard to build depth and get that deep bench into the ball game sometimes. And, of course, Paige Herbert out with the injury, so they're trying to do some other things and get used to her. And here's a pass that's off the mark. And how about Teal with an ace serve? As it was passed out of bounds. 15-6, Kearney Catholic. Cross to Katzberg. There's a good pass to Poppy. Up to Nemeth, who's back in. And, boy, she almost jammed her finger again. Mishit it into the net. And a timeout will be taken here by Donovan Trumbull. With the score 16-6. The final timeout used here by the Cardinals. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kearney Catholic up 2-0 and 16-6 in the third.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
I misspoke before the break. That was the first time out here of the third set. Kylie Teal to serve it away, looking for three in a row. Starts up 16-6. Nemeth on the outside, blocked by Oldfather. Dug out again, blocked again by Oldfather, but that one's out of bounds. She and Butler were right there. And Nemeth is going to pick up the kill. That was a good play at the net by both teams. Side out for Donovan Trumbull. And Hannah Mosh will serve it away. Cardinals trying to find a way to get something going here. But the serve is into the net. As always, want to say thanks to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew here for their hospitality. Of course, Rick taking care of the girls' golf team. So Scotty Carlin and Terry Torson and the gang making sure everything's running smooth here. It is for the Stars as we go onto the bench to bring Jenny Beans in to serve. She was a big part as a freshman last year. They served her quite a bit because of some injuries. And Caitlin Long checks into the front row, 6-foot sophomore. Beans floats it across, ties up the back row, and Williams, so Katzberg runs it down, and it's set across. Beans gets it to Maddie Squires, bump set Butler. Butler drives it out of bounds, deep by a few inches. Point Donovan Trumbull, 17-8. And Abby Williams to serve. And Williams, high short serve. Teal comes and gets it to the outside stripe. Her attack is going to be deep. And it's 17-9. Williams trying to get a little run going here for Donovan Trumbull as Kearney Catholic has put in almost a whole new lineup. Just a couple of the starters there. And here's an ace serve that drops in front of Teal. 17-10. Coach Connor would like to keep these girls in there for a little while, but she doesn't want the lead to get away. Abby Williams with the ace serve. This is the second ace serve of the match for Donovan Trumbull after getting 20 in five sets against Ravenna. Over to Teal, set middle. Here's the attack by Long. It's deep and out of bounds. 17-11, Kearney Catholic. They won the first two sets, 25-11 and 25-15. And the serve by Williams down the line to strike. Squires dumps it across from the center position. It tipped just enough to get up to Heinrichs, and Heinrichs will take it across. Picked up by Squires, rolled back over by Strite. Pass close to the net. Poppy gets it up to Heinrichs. Her big swing is down and good. Number six for Lauren. Five in a row now for Donovan Trumbull, and Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. So with some new faces in there, a couple errors and a couple of nice kills by Donovan Trumbull, and they've cut the lead from 10-5. Stars are up 2-0 and 17-12 in the Lou Platt Conference quarterfinals. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Will the Stars end up sweeping, or could they lose their second set of the year? Serve is across. The attack by Stride is blocked up front. Ace block. And that's Kiana Pfeiffer teaming up with McKenna Nemeth. And that is six in a row for Donovan Trumbull, 17-13 Kearney Catholic. Abby Williams back there getting the service job done. And Kearney Catholic goes middle, and finally Butler will terminate. And now she will go back to the service line for the first time in the match. 18-13 Stars. And Coach Chris Connor trying to instruct and place her girls where they need to be. Butler serves it across. Here's the set by Poppy. Slide it right side. The attack driven over by Pfeiffer. Up by Bean. Stays in the back row. Strite has to chase it down and bump it across. Donovan Trumbull goes middle. Again, they have to tip it across. Teal gets the tip from Pfeiffer. Outside Strite. Jordan blocked again by Pfeiffer. Here's Beans with the set right side. Maddie Squires on the attack. Overpass. Free ball. Strite on the one-time return. It's picked up, and Heinrichs will set it into the net. Four hits. 19-13 Stars. Butler on the serve. Knuckleball taking it across there at Poppy. The pass a little off the mark, and they can only set it across. They will into the back row to Teal. Bean sets to the outside. Strike comes up and drops it across. In the net anyway on Donovan Trumbull. But Jordan was going to finish the point off. 20-13. Kearney Catholic. Butler now goes for three in a row. Again, earlier tonight, there was an upset as Adams Central beat Centura as Hendricks fires it through the double block of Long and Squires. Seventh kill. So it looks like the 1, 3, 4, and 7 seeds will advance on in the tournament. Serve is down the middle by McKenna Nemeth. She's had the most success in this match for Donovan Trumbull. Strite takes it back, and then it'll be returned out of the back row by Williams. Dumped down Maddie Squires on a two ball, and she'll get the kill. Ninth kill for Maddie. Second of this set, 21-14, Kearney Catholic. Again, the semifinals tomorrow night and the finals Thursday, starting with the consolation. Both get underway at 6 at Adams Central, and we'll have it right here for you as Jordan Strite's serve is on the back line. Everybody kind of thought it was going to be deep, and it dropped on the tape. And she'll get to serve it again. 22-14 football on Friday. Kearney Catholic hosting Minden on ESPN 1460. Ravenna at Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9, the station you're listening to right now, plus PlatteRiverPreps.com. Maddie Squires tries to take a swing from the 10-foot line. No good. Point Donovan Trumbull. Back to serve it away, Kiana Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with an ace block and a kill in this set. Like to pick up a service point. Jenny Bean sets middle to Long off the block of Hendricks. She digs it. Free ball above the net. Maddie Squires takes a swing. Dug out there by Williams and set across. Free ball here for the Stars. Bean sets it to the outside. Teal on the swing. Down the middle and good. Number 7 for Kylie, and Kearney Catholic is 2 points away from yet another sweep. Again, not only are they 18-0, but as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, they've lost one set all year. Now, that was to Adams Central. And Kearney Catholic, are they making a sub, or are they going to need a rotation check? All these subs, they want to make sure they got the right people in the ball game. And they will send Studi in to serve, and Sarah Oldfather will come back into the ball game for Jenny Beans, which probably means Maddie Squires is going to have to do some setting here, or Butler, as Studi tries a soft serve and serves it into the net. Donovan Trumbull's Lauren Hendricks back to serve it away. 23-16, the last hope now for the Cardinals. Try and get some kind of a run going right here. And Lauren into the net. Has to be aggressive. You have to understand that. She had 12 aces, according to my count, against Ravenna. That one didn't get over. And Maddie Squires to serve it away. It is match point for Kearney Catholic. Squires serve over to Katzberg. Poppy sets to the outside. Williams close to the net. Blocked up front. And it's down by Butler. And that is the end of the match. McKenna Butler will record the block. And Kearney Catholic once again is on to the semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament as they win it by a score of 25-16 and sweep it in straight sets. We'll be back with the New West postgame show after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it is time for the postgame show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic has advanced on in straight sets, beating Donovan Trumbull after the Cardinals beat Ravenna in 5 sets. Also in straight sets tonight, it was the 4-seed St. Paul over the 5-seed Arcadia Loup City, the 3-seed Ord over the 6-seed St. Paul, or over the 6-seed Wood River. But there was an upset tonight. Adams Central did beat Gibbon, the 7 over the 10. And then Adams Central went out and upset Centura in 4 sets, winning the 4th set 25-23. So an upset in the making there. At the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight, Amherst defeated Overton. Axtell was a winner over SEM. And Wilcox Hildreth beat Elkwood. No score on Elm Creek Eustis Farnham has been reported as of yet. Let's take a look now at the third set numbers. First off, for Donovan Trumbull, McKenna Nemeth had 1 kill. Lauren Hendricks had 4 kills. Carson Poppy had 1 service point. Kiana Pfeiffer had an ace block and a kill. And Abby Williams had 5 service points. One of those was an ace. 6 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve for Donovan Trumbull. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had a kill. Kylie Teal had 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Morgan Studi had 5 service points. 3 of those were aces. She also had a kill. Maddie Squires had 3 service points, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oprick, 1 kill. Allie Prasoski had a service point. McKenna Butler, 2 service points and an ace block. Jordan Stride, an ace serve and a kill. And Sarah Oldfather had 1 ace block, as a ton of girls were involved in that third set. If my numbers pan out, 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves as Kearney Catholic wins the third set to complete the sweep 25-16. We'll take a look at the cumulative stats and get a quick word with head coach Chris Connor right after this on the New West postgame show.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Back on the New West postgame show, let's take a look at the final overall stats we had in this three-set victory for Kearney Catholic over Donovan Trumbull. Starting with the Cardinals, McKenna Nemeth, she had 6 service points. One was an ace. She had 3 kills. Hannah Bosch, 2 kills. Lauren Hendricks, 2 service points and had a team-high 7 kills. Carson Poppy, 1 service point. Kiana Pfeiffer, an ace block and a kill. Abby Williams led the team in serving with 7 points. One was an ace and 2 kills. 15 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves for Donovan Trumbull. They go 1-1 tonight, and they finish 11-13 as they come out of the conference tournament. And a unique triangular comes up for them next week. They play Valentine and Annis on Tuesday the 21st. So 1 week from tomorrow, they take on Valentine and Hyannis. Valentine 8-11 right now. Hyannis 11-6 out of D2. And then on the 28th, they head to the Arcadia Loup City Triangular, where Centura will also be waiting. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, here's how things look for them. Michelle Messbarger, 3 service points, 1 kill. Kylie Teal, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 7 kills. Morgan Studi had 11 service points, 5 of those were aces. She had 1 kill. Whitney Colling, 5 service points, 1 was an ace. Maddie Squires had 6 service points and 9 kills, and that actually ended up leading the team. Courtney Shundoff, 7 kills. Callie Oprick, an ace block, 3 kills. Anna Squires, 3 service points, 5 kills. Allie Prasoski led the team in serving with 13 points. 12 of those were in the first game. She had 3 aces and 1 kill. McKenna Butler, 2 service points, an ace block. Jordan Stride, an ace serve and a kill. And Sarah Oldfather had an ace block. I had Kearney Catholic for 35 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 11 ace serves. as the Stars win it in three sets, 25-11, 25-15, and 25-16. They're 19-0 and still have dropped only one set so far this season. Kearney Catholic will play St. Paul tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the first semifinal. And then when the Stars get done with the conference tournament, they head to the Centennial Invitational also this Saturday, which was good for them last year because they had to turn right around after finishing fourth in the conference, and it got them going on what is now a 32-match winning streak, and that is next Saturday. They still got a couple of opponents in St. Paul and North Platte on their schedule in regular season matchups that have some pretty darn good records. We'll take a break and talk with Coach Chris Connor of the Stars right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium and the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We're joined now by Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor, whose team 19-0. And, Coach, the kids went out and did what they were supposed to do. You just saw Donovan Trumbull about 10 days ago, so I'm guessing they were a little fresh in your mind and you knew how to handle the Division I recruit in Hendricks and kind of attack them a little bit.
You know, coming off, well, our first game really without Paige, we wanted to really try to establish some on the outside. I thought our outsides, Shundoff and Teal, both did a nice job, very consistent. And so that's something that, you know, we wanted to make sure they were developing some confidence out there. I thought they did a nice job.
What about the loss of Paige? I mean, our first chance to see you, it just happened last week. She's out for the year, you told us, or not. What's the story with her?
Yeah, she is out for the year. She's tore ACL, and you know, she's a great kid. She's a hard worker, and she still comes to the court, you know, and brings a great positive attitude. And so she'll still have her influence, unfortunately, just not on the court this year. But hopefully she'll be back. You know, track's her thing, and so hopefully she'll be back. We're praying for a few weeks of track.
The story when you have a ball club like you've had, and last time we saw you play Central Catholic, you played 10 kids had a kill, and you said, man, I didn't get enough kids in, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
And so you've got the depth, but losing Paige, where will that affect this team?
Well, you know, front row, back row, lead, I mean, all areas. You know, I asked the kids on Friday, I said, okay, so what do we have to do to really help alleviate the loss of Paige? And they're like, well, she's just a really hard worker. She's got a great positive attitude. She's the quickest one on the court. She reads well. She's a cheerleader. She's defense. I mean, her defensive game and her serve receive has been solid all year. So, I mean, in every facet of the game, and even our serve, she's our second server, and she's got quite a few aces. I mean, she's a sixth rotation player. So it's going to take some time to try to fill some of those voids.
And Shundoff, who rotated in for you, probably sees the more playing time with her out. Is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of expect her to get a few more swings since she's right next to Allie, and that's where Paige was. So she'll probably get a few more of those. And, you know, it's good for Court. Courtney was a starter for us last year in the middle and was huge for us at state tournament. And this year when we start off the season, she had some shoulder issues, and so we needed to give her about a month rest. So, you know, we switched her to the outside, trying to take it a little easier on her shoulder. And so now she's healthy again. And so it just kind of, you know, in a weird way, kind of worked itself out.
Well, you take a look at where this team was. This was kind of the bump in the road for you guys last year. And you're going to get St. Paul, which is just a classic rivalry here. You guys have owned this tournament for decades now. And you never see St. Paul on the court as far as high school season. But you always kind of know what they've got. So what are you expecting tomorrow? You'll see them
And by saying that, you'll see them again after conference tournament for that regular season matchup.
Yeah, well, as always, Kane will have them playing great defense and pursuing the ball very well. They run a pretty quick offense, and you know, he just does a great job of getting these kids consistently ready. And you know, he can have kids that are newcomers and they look like, you know, they're veterans. So he does a great job. I'm sure it'll be a good battle. You know, they have some good experience returning and they're setting positions in middle, so we'll have to be ready.
What would it mean, or has that totally been forgotten, or is that a reminder that, hey, last year we were rolling along and bang, we got smacked at this time of the year, or is that something the kids and you guys don't even talk about?
You know, they probably like to not talk about that, but, you know, it seems to come up, and, you know, they know that you can't let down, certainly not in the conference. And, you know, I think that they feel like now we really got something to prove tomorrow night, and, you know, to kind of do it for Paige.
The other side, you've got Ord winning in straight sets over Wood River, and then the surprise, Adams Central beats Centura. Centura gave you some pretty good competition. They have wild card points, had you kind of met up with them. But Adams Central is the only team that took a set from you, which, again, you kind of subbed in a lot in that match. So what do you think about the Final Four as it sits?
Yeah, that's kind of a shock with Adams Central, you know. But Centura, they've got really three really solid hitters when they get the ball in system. And so I would imagine that Adams Central kind of took it to them on the serving games. They have some pretty good servers. So I imagine that they weren't able to get in the system as much as they'd like, because when they are, they have some of the toughest hitters in the conference.
Well, they get to play at home tomorrow, too. So that brings a new facet into the tournament. Chris, we'll let you get out of here on this Monday night. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks. Chris Connor joining us here at the end of our match a little bit longer tonight, as they get the job done in three sets, but it took Donovan Trumbull five sets to beat out Ravenna earlier this evening. So, again, Adams Central was the winner over Gibbon, and then a four-set winner over Centura. Wood River fell to Ord in straight sets, 25-15, 25-10, 25-16, and then it was a straight set win for St. Paul tonight over Arcadia Loup City. Also, all the games were in the teens there. So tomorrow at 6, Kearney Catholic will play St. Paul, followed by Ord take on Adams Central, with the consolation and championship coming up on Thursday. You have been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Big thank you to all the fine sponsors from the Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna areas. We'll see the Kearney Catholic folks again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And don't forget Football Friday, Minden at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460, Ravenna at Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll chat with you tomorrow night. Don't forget Monday Night Football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In the third quarter, San Francisco has taken a 17-14 lead over the Rams. 4 minutes to go in the third. We'll see you tomorrow night.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. Download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.